Good morning, Matt. I was curious what you feel Isaac Sopalaga brings to the defense and sort of what you saw from his work in yesterday's game.
Well, obviously, Isaac, you know, got here this week and, you know, tried to do a great job of stepping in and learning our system. And, you know, obviously, that's an experienced guy. Got, you know, been in the league for a little while. Here has a great professional manner about him, and really did a good job as far as trying to, you know, take everything that we were going over and learn it to the best of his ability, and you know, try to go out and do you know, the best job he could. I mean, certainly we're going to obviously look for improvement in all areas, and you know, try to get better than we were the previous week. So certainly we're going to. You know, we're just trying to look at the performance as a defense as a whole is obviously something we need to improve on, and try to try to get that down here.
And Matt, just I'm curious on just a 4th-and-1 stop, but more just to confirm what I thought I saw. I mean, is it safe to say that it seemed like he held his ground fairly well on that play, just to help on a, you know, the entire unit? Obviously, it's not one player making the play, but that if when you look at that specific play and his responsibility, that was maybe the way you'd like to see it done.
Yeah, I mean, certainly that was a big play for us in the game. I think, you know, like you said, everyone across the board, most importantly, just doing their job in that particular situation. You know, Isaac being in the middle, but obviously along with, you know, Chris and Joe Villano and really Dante Hightower making a great play attacking the line of scrimmage right there. So, I mean, that was a big play for us. It was really, you know, across the board. Thought everyone really tried to do their job, play aggressive, and try to win the line of scrimmage there. You know, obviously Isaac was in the middle of that, but there was certainly a great support cast all around him, you know, like I talked about with Dante and Brandon and Chris and Joe and, you know, everybody in the front there. So that was a big play for us, a good play, and obviously something we're trying to do.
Hey, Matt, I just want to comment on Chris and Joe and the development thus far. And it seems like, I don't know if this is a coaching type thing, but it seems like they have a knack for getting the hands into places. Like, I mean, we saw a place with Chris tripping up someone in the backfield, I think it was Ben, and so just speak of the development and maybe the kind of for being in place. Again, I don't know if that's something that's kind of coachable.
I think I got the question. You broke up here a little bit. I think it was in regards to Chris and Joe. And I just, you know, I'll say, obviously, you know, two young guys that are working real hard. I think we've seen some improvement, you know, through the course of the season with both of them. I think they're guys that are really trying to learn the game, you know, from the ground up and some learn the techniques and the things we're asking them to do. So certainly, you know, pleased with their progression. We're obviously, you know, going to look for better and want better for them. And they've done a good job of being able to make some plays in some situations and, you know, and be around the ball, which is what we're looking and trying to get done in every single play. But there's certainly, you know, from my standpoint, there's going to be plays that we want them to be in better position or make more plays or be able to execute a little bit better. So that's kind of what we're going to focus on. But they're certainly, you know, pleased with the way that they're trying to really improve and learn and grow within the system and definitely have really tried to do that. So that's been a positive for us.
Is it, with regard to those guys, you know, a lot of times, I guess, you know, they get snaps based on how the development is, what you see in practice, but in their particular case, because of injury situation, they were really shoved in there with a heavy workload. And how did people early on, they responded to that? Were there the trepidations on your part about that? Or was it just a case of you had to do what you had to do?
I mean, I think across the board, you know, in general, like we've talked about, you know, every week, you know, whoever's in there has got to go out there and do their job to the best of their ability, no matter what the circumstances are, and certainly whatever all the circumstances that happened in front of you. So we're obviously going to have everybody that's out there ready to go and expect them to be able to go in there and do everything we're asking them to do to the best of their ability. So certainly it just kind of, you know, the situations are what they are, and we're just trying to go out and improve them every week. And obviously those two inside would be the same as everybody else. But certainly, you know, we're trying to, you know, get all of the players that we can, you know, involved with the game and into the game. And so certainly fits together in more of a puzzle than, you know, just those two particular players. So we're certainly trying to do the best we can in all those situations.
Sure. Matt, I was more curious from a coaching perspective, what you do now, like with this bye week, obviously, I assume you'll get a little break in there yourself, but usually when we talk to you, we're sort of maybe looking ahead to the next opponent, Carolina. How will you spend, you know, the next day, 2-3 days, and then how important is that break for you mentally just to get away from this too?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously we're going to get together here as a staff and kind of review, you know, kind of the week outline and what we're going to get ready to do. But like we always try to do, I mean, obviously at this point in the season, we're going to take a good, you know, good look at everything that we're doing and areas that we obviously need to improve on and to work on and try to, you know, either address or fix or whatever the case may be. Certainly that's a big part of it. Obviously, you know, looking ahead is going to be a part of it too, depending on, you know, situations there. We're going to be looking at the opponents coming up and try to get a head start on that. So it's really important for us to have this time to, you know, obviously reflect a little bit, take a look at what we've been doing, some things that we, you know, try to improve on, which is going to be always our point of emphasis is trying to get better. You know, as Coach always says, we're trying to be better now than we were at the beginning of the season, and, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll be better than we are now. So that's kind of our main focus. Obviously, as a coach, you know, we're going to be looking ahead at the opponents coming up and, you know, start taking a look at them too. And hopefully at some point we'll get a you know, little period of time there to get away from the building for a second and kind of regroup. But, I mean, obviously we're pushing ahead. We're focused on the task at hand, and that's really probably the most important thing.
And Rich Garvin, you want a final question?
Sure. Matt, I was wondering, with the amount of injuries you've had, the defensive side of the football, how does it impact what you want to do or would like to do with your personnel?
Well, I mean, I think in regards to that, I think it's the same every year. I mean, obviously, you know, that's all part of the game. It's part of the you know, the game of football, and we're obviously prepared to adjust and handle that particular situation, whatever it may be, every week. And, you know, that's, I think, the whole idea when you're trying to develop a defense from day one in the spring. You know, we're trying to get everybody out there that we think can help us in some way or another and to be able to learn our system and play within everything that we're doing from a defensive standpoint. So certainly, you know, when we get down to it and get to the season with the guys that are on the roster and active for the game day, you know, obviously we have the same expectation for all of them. And whenever that time is that you have to go in and perform, that we're expecting you to go in and perform at a very high level. So I think it's something that we're just obviously, from our standpoint, we just kind of handle. We have a great next man up mentality where the guys just understand that they got to step in and do their job. And that's really what we try to keep as the point of emphasis.